Heard the Kaperek discussing really the beginning of Malchus Beis David and how Rus ends up with Boaz. Talk about just firstly, I'm going to talk about Takdomen, and then we'll, it's a shame, as we go on the rest of the week, we'll finish the Inyan. Takdomen is like this. Naomi tells Ruth that I think Boaz is the right shidduch. That's how the parak starts. Hatoymelo Naomi, haloy avakish loch manoyach asheyitav loch. As we learned by Riches when we started Sefer Ruth, that if there's anybody who had a shidduch crisis, it was Ruth. Because Ruth was in a matzav where nobody wanted to marry her. It wasn't until now that there was a heter to marry him. Okay? So to give you a mashal, imagine if you had in our generation, you had a family of mamzerim. Everybody knew they were mamzerim. And they've been mamzerim for generations. In fact, the name of the family was Mamzer. The Mamzer family. Right? Anyway, so you are already, you're holding 23, 24, 25, you're holding in Shidduchim. You get, your parents get a phone call that one of the girls in this family, it's a great girl. Her name is Leah Mamzer. Her last name is Mamzer. Well, she's a Mamzeres, but her name is she's a great girl. She mamish went to great school. She's gewaldig. She came back from the seminary. She damas a shmonesri mamish like it takes 25 minutes. Gewaldig. She wants her husband to learn forever. She has a great job. She's going to support him. The father, the shver, the beshriger, the man. Gewaldig. He said, you'd be insulted. They read you such a shit. She wants you to know that it's true. Till now, everybody assumed that they were Mamzerim, and that's why they got that name. The family name is Mamzer Taket. But you should know that there was a whole meeting in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chaim Knievsky, Shlita, put a whole week, he schwitzed on the sugya, and he came out that you're allowed to marry this girl. Not a problem. The Mamzeris is not such a problem here. It was a mistake. And which person would do a shidduch with this girl? The answer is nobody. Nobody. Maybe if the years it becomes makubal, and the family changes the name, and people start forgetting who they are, and that may be. Rus was a Moyavio. Until now, Tmol Shilshim, we learned the Chazal, right? Ashalo Yadat Tmol Shilshim. Till now, nobody married a Moyavio. Because they didn't know, or they forgot, they didn't know the Drosha, Moyavi Veloy Moyavis. So when Ruth moved to Eretz Yisrael, nobody would marry her. Not because of anything against her, because Osir. Not let him marry her. Chai V'Lavin, just like a Mamzer. Chai V'Lavin. You're learning at Lunaris, you know there's something called Chai V'Lavin, the same Chai V'Lavin. Now, Boaz said, that's why Pliny Almoini, as we're going to learn, Pliny Almoini said goodbye to Charlie. I'm not taking her. So the Medrash says he was worried about the future. Okay, so this generation, they came up with a chap that she's okay. What'll be the next generation? I don't know what'll be. He's afraid. You can't understand him. That's why I gave you the example. Reb Chaim was mahat this woman who we thought was a mamzer. You're still not doing a shidduch. You're still not going to want to do it. I'm not even saying lahalacha. I'm saying you're not going to want to. You'll be afraid. So Ruth was not somebody anybody wants to marry. Naomi suggests to Ruth to go to Lado. Not Stam, a good boy from a good family. To go to Lado. Not Stam, go to Lado. He's also the Gevir. Alamilas. Go to Lado, Gevir, Alamilas.
The whole thing is a Pella.
Pella that Naomi thought that Boaz would marry her. Why should he marry her? The biggest miyuchas in Klal Yisrael. He's going to marry a girl that till now nobody even knew you're allowed to marry her. None of you would say this is a good shidduch. None of you would say it's a good shidduch. If I would make a shidduch today with the Gadol HaDor, with the Pope's daughter, there was such a thing as a Pope having a daughter. She's a Gyor. It's okay, she's a Gyor. Would you say it's a good shidduch? Pope's daughter. Pope's daughter with the Gadol HaDor. But that was the shidduch. And Naomi assumes, yeah. She tells her it was a crash date. She told her, go to him. Tell him I'm ready to marry. Like, Kilo, like, what's going on here? What kind of shidduch is this? Okay. Comes the posuk. V'rochatzt, v'sacht, v'samtzim loisach. You have to get ready for the date. Even today, if a girl goes on a date, it's a whole parasha. Get ready for the date. Poshup Shat is Rochatz Vesach Vesamsim Loisach. Poshup Shat is, can you get ready for the day? Lamaisa Chazal tell us no. That's not what's going on. Zokt Rashi Rochatz Mitinu Favidus Kechov. Mitinu Favidus Kechov. She was already a Gyaris. How many times are you going to make this girl go through Gyaris? According to one Pshat we had, she did a Gyaris originally. And then again, Naomi checked out the Geiris to make sure it's good. And now again, Nocha Geiris. Why does she have to do Geiris again? Perochatz, Zok Drashi, Mitinu Favodis Kechovim, from Avodah Zarah. Besacht, Elu Mitzvah. Kabbalah's Mitzvah. I thought we were there already. Stop. The whole show is starting all over again. Okay. Nocha Pui. Ruth goes. She's masking. The Torah goes out of its way to tell us the Chiddush. That Ruth agreed. Of course she agreed. Why would, if Ruth would disagree, you'd say she's something's wrong with her. She's a Moyavi and I can't get any Shidduch. Now, a Shviga tells her, you know what? I have a good feeling that you'll be able to get the Gadol HaDor. Go. Oh, yeah, I'm asking. Of course, you're asking. But the Torah goes out of its way to tell us, I'm going to listen to you like Kilo, she's being Makabal Morris. It's not over. She goes to Boaz. He gets scared. He wasn't expecting her. What's up, the pasuk? Vayemer miyat. All of a sudden, he sees a woman. Who is this? She says, "I'm Rus. I'm Osecha. Uforashto k'nofer al Amosecha. You should marry me. If I was boys, I would say, lady, I have a very good psychiatrist for you. What are you doing here? They didn't even go out yet. There was no shidduch. You're going to marry me. You're hallucinating. I'm going to marry you. Boyas, Ruth, what are you? Vozokt out. So again, if it was me, I would send a psychiatrist. And if she doesn't quickly go, I'd call the police. Those are my two phone calls. Psychiatrist, call Rabbi Brody. Rabbi Brody's message you get, if it's an emergency, call 911. If you ever try Rabbi Brody's phone, you get the voicemail that says, if this call is an emergency, and every social worker has that message, please call 911. So I would be calling 911 for the emergency. Yeah.
Vayomer, Brucho at Lashem Biti.
You should be blessed. He doesn't call 911. He doesn't call a psychiatrist. He blesses Ruth. You should be blessed. Listen what he says.
Hey, Tavt Chastecha Achron Minorisha.
What in the world is going on? Boaz tells Ruth, what you're doing now is even a bigger chesed than you did with Naomi. Let's take a walk down history lane. But Ruth gave up everything to go with her mother-in-law. She gave up being a king's daughter. She gave up, she became a pauper to go to a nation that doesn't accept her. She gave up everything. We spent a lot of time learning that. Now, she's going to ask the Gadol HaDor that he should marry her. The wealthy Gadol HaDor. And he tells her, first of all, you should be blessed. Secondly, you're doing now even more chesed than you did with your mother-in-law. What's the chesed here? What in the world is the chesed?
Levilti leches achar habachurim.
You're not looking for some of the young guys around. You're coming to me. Who wants to marry Ruth? We already learned she was not. This is the top. Boaz is the best you could get. What's going on?
I'm a Chappelle.
And this is how the shidduch goes. But this is how the parak starts and continues. Beis HaShem, tomorrow we'll come to Pshat in these kashas.